I'm in the George Hotel in Limerick and I'm on a podcasting workshop with Emma Darcy of Integral Marketing. Emma, remind me again where your business is based.
My business is based in Dromoneer, in Nina, County Tipperary, just beside the lake in Dromoneer.
The lake, I gather, is quite famous.
Yes, well actually there's two Loch Derg's in Ireland, one in Donegal, which is known for an island where people go out for pilgrimages, and where I'm from is basically part of the River Shannon, so very well known as a tourist destination.
But no islands, no pilgrimage, nothing happens there.
Well, actually, there are quite a few islands. There is actually Holy Island, but we don't actually have pilgrimages, unless to the pub, but not an actual religious pilgrimage.
So here we are talking about holy islands in mystical lakes, and you're going to tell me a story now that you were telling me before about a little horse who wasn't all that he seemed to be. Tell me a little bit about your background and how you sold this horse.
Well, basically, I used to work in the horse trade, and I used to go to a number of horse sales, thoroughbred horse sales, every year, usually two or three in Ireland and the UK and the States. One in particular where I was in Ireland, and basically I was helping to sell about 15 foals, and one particular day there was a particular buyer who came, who was very well known, very wealthy, well renowned across Ireland, and looking to obviously buy some of the horses. And I basically, my job was to show him. He had in particular picked out this one horse who he hadn't already seen, and you know, I duly went and got the horse. If you can bear in mind that there was a very large door and he couldn't actually see the horse, when I opened the door I brought out this what happened to be a very little horse. In fact, he looked like a teddy bear or even a little dog for all the world, because he was quite short and had quite long mane, which was sticking up. You know, and when I brought the horse out, or the foal, he looked quite short, as I said, and they all burst out laughing because, you know, he was so small and he didn't look in any way like a racehorse. And what I said to the guy was, well, you know, hold on a second. I know he's quite short, but he's actually quite athletic. He's got a very good walk. And typically, a horse that has a good walk is deemed to be athletic, and therefore can be a good, potentially be a good horse on the race course. So because he knew me, he said, OK, go on, go ahead. And he had quite a number of people, bearing in mind, with him that were potential buyers as well. So they duly stood back and, you know, laughing amongst themselves. And while I walked the horse up and down, but it was quite funny because very shortly they didn't laugh, because, in fact, he was actually a very strong and robust and athletic little horse. And, you know, I duly showed them the horse and they took their notes. And later that day, they bought the horse for €15,000. So it just goes to show that it's, sometimes you have to look further than the surface and look beyond that in terms of buying something, but also that you can build up a relationship with people in terms of trust. And, you know, that they, if you can persuade them to take that extra chance or have a look, that you can actually persuade them to look at something and therefore buy it later on.
And remind me again, what business are you in again?
If you haven't worked out, I'm in marketing, so I like to help people to sell things effectively. So I'm always looking at building relationships with your clients, with your future buyers, and helping clients as well to sell to their clients, and kind of understanding how to do that. So yeah, that's what I do.
So anybody in the County Clare, County Tipperary, County Limerick area who's looking to improve their sales and their marketing and their online presence, who may even have a very short horse to sell, where can they connect with you? Where can they find out about you?
Well, I'm on LinkedIn, Emma Darcy. Also, I have my website, which is www.integralmarketing.ie. That's integral marketing.ie. I'm on Facebook, and yes, you can find me on any on Twitter as well, with Integral Marketing. So you'll find me on any of those places and be able to contact me.
And by the end of today, you'll also be on Audioboo as well.
Correct.
Emma, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
We're back. You thought we'd gone, hadn't you? You thought, oh, that's the end of it. But no, we're back, because there was a supplementary question that came up. Emma, this short horse, tell me, was it successful having fetched €15,000? Did it perform?
Yes, actually, Roger, it did. Because of the interest or lack of interest thereof when with this horse initially, I decided to follow it afterwards. Bearing in mind it was a foal, so it took about a year and a half or so for it to get to the racetrack, and subsequently it did win. It went on to a trainer in the UK and won a number of races, so I'm delighted to say so. The ending of that particular story is particularly nice in terms of, despite being short and despite being looking like a teddy bear, the horse went on to win.
What was the horse's name? It wasn't Teddy Bear, was it?
Do you know? I can't recall.
And how apt that on the television screen behind us we've got images of Ascot, is it?
Ascot, yes, correct.
Okay, this is now the official end of the audio boo. There will not be any more after this, I promise. We are now signing off. I'm stumbling over my words. We are signing off now. You can stop listening. Emma, thank you very much for the backup story
You're
there.
You're welcome.